Blog Talk Radio.
Relaxing sounds here on KMABY, Maybe Radio, where you'll hear your favorite dental office music hits of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond. Wrong show, I'm sorry. That's a wrong show. I'm very sorry.
Hey, Andy, you
okay.
Forgot to say,
turn
can you
page.
Dig it,
this
baby?
Is the, oh, here we go. Got it. Hey, live from Hollywood and the United Kingdom, it's the Andy and Amanda Show. Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, over there. How are you doing? Nice to see you. Thank you. My campaign hasn't even started yet, but hey, thank you very much. Let's get on today's show, shall we? Yeah, it's great to see you all, too. Hey, thanks. Another week of the Andy and Amanda Show. Thank you very much.
What a lovely crowd.
I'll tell you. How are we doing?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here for another week of the Andy and Amanda Show. All sorts of surprises, all sorts of news and discussions to have as we begin this week, the 27th of January show here, another Monday show with Andy Kimball here and Amanda Love in the UK. We've got Cornell Butler over there in Delaware coordinating and putting this thing together for us back on the East Coast, and we do appreciate him doing that. And you were ready to start talking, you know, a lot of stuff to go over. How was your weekend, guys, girls?
It was very pleasant, very pleasant. I enjoyed myself, very relaxed, and just
yes,
what I
yes.
needed. Yeah.
Very
How
pleasant.
About you, Cornell?
That was awesome, man. I had a great time. I couldn't wait to get back on the show. You know, I had a great time. Just chilled out, you know.
Oh, amazing. And you, Andy?
Yeah.
I actually thought I was on the show the whole weekend.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I forgot we signed off. I was talking away, you know.
Yeah.
Like we're, you know, and then I realized it wasn't just a while ago. Oh, wait, we're off the air. We're not doing this anymore. What? Who turned off the mic?
Oh,
give me that.
God.
Give me that thing. Give
and
me
then
that
you
thing.
Woke up, right?
I woke up.
Yeah.
I woke up. I was reminded that today is the International Holocaust Remembrance Day, which it's an international memorial day on the 27th of January that commemorates the victims of the Holocaust, the genocide of the European Jews by Nazi Germany between 1941 and 1945. And this day was chosen to commemorate that day. That Auschwitz concentration camp was liberated by the Red Army in 1945. And the day remembers the killing of 6 million Jews and 11 million others by Nazi regime and its collaborators.
Yeah.
It was initially put together by United Nations General Assembly Resolution 60/7 on the 1st of November 2005. The resolution came after a special session that was held earlier that year on the 24th of January to mark the 60th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi concentration camps and the end to the Holocaust. That Holocaust. Has there been any other executions and exterminations just because of race and ethnicity and so forth and color of skin? Of course, there has been in our history. We're looking to eliminate that entirely from this planet. Hopefully, we'll move forward in that in progress. Many countries, aside from the United States, have instituted their own Holocaust memorial days or equivalent thereof, such as Amanda's UK Holocaust Memorial Day also falls on today. Others, such as Israel's Yom HaShoah, are observed at other times of the year. So, you know, I'm an atheist Jew. Cornell is Jewish, and my father was in the Second World War. He was in the Battle of the Bulge and also liberated a concentration camp. And if I, growing up, I've heard many, many stories about what that experience was like. And of course, my mother was a proud member, a sustaining member of the Holocaust Museum and a big time contributor in Washington, D.C. And for those of you who have not seen the Holocaust Museum post COVID, I recommend that you take the opportunity to travel to Washington, and lest we not forget what human beings are capable of. Let us not forget that ever. Let us never forget it. Let us never forget it.
Yeah.
You know, the humans that exterminated those 6 million Jews and those 11 million others had the same blood that we all share, with the same DNA that we all share. Well, you know, it's hard to say the same DNA. It's hard to believe, I should say. But biologically, we all share the same DNA. And you know, there's not much more I can say than that.
You did a great job, Andy.
You did, Andy.
Well, you know,
it's such a moving thing, and it's, you know, so tragic. It still haunts me when I hear about the stories and actually what went on. I don't think anybody will ever forget how serious and disgusting it really was. And my heart goes out to everyone who's even experienced anything near it or been in it, has family who's been in it, you know. I love you all.
Well, thank you. Nicely said, nicely put, nicely stated.
Thank you.
We have a lot to talk about today because it's not a particularly sunny day in LA, which is very unusual.
Oh, so okay.
thank you all. Thank you very much. Moving right along. Today's weather is brought to you by Toilet Flush, the new toilet antiperspirant. Thank you. Now, on with today's news. What's new in your side of the world, Amanda? Take it away.
What? Okay, so I've got four different things tied with COVID. There's been four different stories going on. So let's start with the first part. So I mentioned on the last show about the proposed measures for those who enter in our country and the possibility of government providing hotels for COVID isolation purposes. So today it's been official that our Home Secretary, Priti Patel, has now set out the new UK border measurements to reduce passenger flow and to protect the UK from the spreading of the virus from red list countries, which are those classed as high risk. So the police have stepped up their procedures with checks at addresses to make sure that isolation rules are being followed. We are refusing entry to non-UK residents from red list countries which are already subject to the travel ban. And the hotels will be provided for those who cannot be refused entry, including those arriving home from red list countries where we have already imposed travel bans. They will be required to isolate for 10 days without exception. We are still seeing people not complying with these rules. And Priti said that the rules are clear. People should be staying at home unless they have a valid reason to leave. Going on holiday is not a valid reason. So we will introduce a new requirement so that people wishing to travel must first make a declaration as to why they need to travel. This reason for travel will be checked by carriers prior to departure, and this approach effectively mirrors the checks on arrivals that are already in place with the passenger locator form. And secondly, working with policing partners, we will increase police presence at ports and airports, finding those in breach of the stay at home regulation. Anyone who does not have a valid reason for travel will be directed to return home or face a fine. And third, we will urgently review the list of travel exemptions made to make sure that only the most important and with exceptional reasons are included. So that's that to do with the hotels and stuff. And then we had another situation go on. The police and bomb disposal unit were called to the facility where the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines are produced. So John Roberts, who is a guy who runs the facility next door to the plant, said that he heard a big bang, an exploding sound, around 11:35 early on Wednesday, which is today for you boys and not so much for me. And he did not know where the sound came from. So after stepping outside, he could not see anything until he looked to the other side and saw two men on the roof and before he knew it, police had blocked off the road and were looking in the bushes. Turns out that a suspicious package was received and the plant was evacuated. After checking out the suspicious package, police confirmed that the package had been made safe and its contents would be taken away for analysis. The brief interruption, however, has not affected the production schedule and all is back to normal. The other thing is our Labour Party leader, Sir Keir Starmer, is currently self-isolating after coming into contact with someone who tested positive for the virus. And also Boris Johnson's press secretary, Allegra Stratton, is self-isolating. And as of yet, there has been nothing shared as to whether she has tested positive. It's looking like she is playing it safe after Health Secretary Matt Hancock came into contact with someone who had tested positive also with the virus and is currently self-isolating. And the last part of this little story is the EU has been demanding its order of Oxford's AstraZeneca vaccine after they have had short supply. The EU have been angered by not receiving what they had ordered, and the UK company have blamed the production issues at Europe's plants, and the EU are arguing back that they should be receiving doses that are made elsewhere. So apparently the UK factories were part of the agreement, and the EU signed an advanced purchase agreement, which didn't exist at the time of signing and has not yet been authorized. So they signed it to ensure that the company builds a manufacturing capacity to produce the vaccine early so they can deliver a certain volume of doses the day that it is authorized. So there's a bit of an argument, a bit of a barney going on between the EU and us right now, boys. Which probably isn't going down very well since the Brexit thing either. So yeah, it's not looking very pleasant.
Whoa. Right. Yeah, wow. There's here we have the Senate, for lack of a better word, trial, the equivalent of a trial to convict the former president of insurrection, inciting a riot. 45 senators signed on not to convict already, or not they didn't sign on not to convict. That's not correct. They signed on saying that it was not appropriate because he's no longer a sitting president, but there's cases, there's case law, and there's actually been cases where there have been impeachments and convictions there after the impeachment. The impeachment already was, right, of other officers and other offices that have been executed thereafter, which is to say after that person left office. So, and there's nothing in the Constitution that says you cannot have a Senate trial after the impeachment. And what they're also looking, I think, to do is to vote the 14th Amendment, which would prevent Donald Trump from ever holding public office again. I think that's what they're looking to get out of this thing. He's still to this day, he's no longer president, and he still has a strangle. He's a stronghold, a chokehold on the senators. Like, they're afraid of this guy. Why is he playing golf down? It's just unbelievable. And, you know, I don't know how many of our listeners around the world. Oh, and I've got to say something about that real quick, then I'll get back to this before I forget. I want to welcome all of our listeners in 15 countries around the world. On Friday, I looked at the numbers, not only in the countries we were in because we already knew we were in those countries, but our numbers are increasing in every country we are in across the board. And I want to thank all of you folks. We know you're out there. In Russia, in Iran, in Turkey, in South Africa, in Australia, in China, in Canada, in Mexico, in Peru, in Colombia, and welcome. And I know I skipped a few of you, but you know who you are, and I thank you for joining our show and taking part in our madness. Anyway, what I was going to say is that, you know, these senators, if you look at what they said the night of and day after, when they came back into the Capitol building after the insurrection, after they were all cleared out and they came back in to officially count the electoral ballots and, you know, nominate and put Joe Biden in as the next president officially. It's a ceremony, really. It was already decided that he was going to be the next president. And listen to people like Lindsey Graham, listen to people like Donald Duck. Listen to McConnell and what they had to say. And suddenly, well, and I hope they get to see these videos and new videos that have come out just over the past few days that have been released with these people screaming as Trump is speaking, march down to the Capitol, and you hear people screaming, "Take the Capitol, take the Capitol, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence." And their lives were threatened. if they, you know, they were saying put a bullet through Nancy Pelosi's head. People said that. They raided the Capitol. They went there to do that. They went there to do that. And how these senators have the audacity, to say that Trump had nothing to do with it, that it's not constitutional for us to hold this hearing, the hell with them. Hope we vote every single one of them out of there. You know, that's all I have to say about that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, getting back to more a positive note, Joe Biden, you know, well, Joe Biden, you know, this, before we move on to what Joe Biden's doing now, which is commendable, he's going to be strangled. You know, the Senate is going to be occupied, preoccupied with this hearing for most of February, it seems. I think it starts February 9th. And what that's going to do is really put a roadblock in any legislative difference that Joe Biden can implement within his first 30 days or so of office. And what, you know, what, so it's, he's walking on a very thin tightrope right now. He's brand new. People are saying, okay, let's see this guy. Okay, Sleepy Joe, let's see, you know, what you're doing. And if you, you know, there are people out there who say, hey, he signed these executive orders, but they're not in the Federal Register yet. I've heard people say that on conservative Facebook pages. And you know what? I looked up the Federal Register, and guess what? Every single one of them is there. And I posted them on the conservative Facebook pages. Actually, I do that, man. I'm not, no, you know, I'm no bullshit, you know? You know? I draw a line. I posted every single one of them. There were 17 of them. I posted every single. I copied and pasted every single one of them. Oh, they're on the Federal Register, are they? They're saying, well, you know, is Biden really, you know, he said he signed all these executive orders and not one of them in the Federal Register yet. Yes, they are. And I put them on the fucking guy's website, all right?
Oh, my God.
Fair play, Andy.
You know,
fair play.
It's fucking bullshit. You know, there's crazy people out there. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so Joe Biden, he has an environmental attaché, who's John Kerry, the former Democratic presidential candidate, former senator, former Secretary of State. And he gave an incredible press conference this morning, and I will play it probably tomorrow. We're not going to have a show, but you'll hear some – what I'm going to do on tomorrow's show, Thursday, is just you'll come on. I'll say, hi, here it is. And we'll play this press conference because it's long. I don't want to occupy the entire show with it. But I do have the introduction of the of it. I thought it was fabulous what you'll hear, what they're planning on doing and how they're going about doing. Of course, they joined the Paris Peace Accord. And let's just take a listen. This is from this morning's press conference regarding the environment.
Thank you, everybody. Today, President Biden will build on the actions he took on day one, and he'll take more steps to fulfill commitments he made to tackle the climate crisis while creating good-paying union jobs and achieving environmental justice. In his campaign, he and Vice President Harris put forward the most ambitious climate vision that any presidential ticket had ever embraced. And he spent more time campaigning on climate than we have ever seen. The president also has consistently identified the climate crisis as one of four interrelated existential crises that are gripping our nation all at once. And he's demanding answers that can address all four.
Genetically engineered to be superior so as to lead others to peace in a world at war.
He's not waiting to take action, getting us started on his first day in office, because science is telling us that we don't have a moment to lose to fight against all four of these crises in a way that recognizes their intersectionality. He's already committed the U.S. to re-enter the Paris Climate Agreement, and he committed us as well to start undoing the assault on our environment that has occurred over the past 4 years, and he is now taking additional action to really target the challenge of climate change. So today for me is a very good day. Just 1 week into his administration, President Biden is continuing to move us forward at the breadth and the pace that climate science demands. Today's executive order starts by saying it is the policy of this administration that climate considerations shall be an essential element of U.S. foreign policy and national security. That's where the big guy comes in.
There are three things that constitute erectile dysfunction.
It gives my colleague, John Kerry, the first ever international climate envoy, the authority to really drive forward
a new car
that will restore American leadership on climate throughout the world. And you will see and hear more about that from Secretary Kerry. But here at home, we have to do our part, or we will not be able to make the kind of worldwide change that climate change demands. So this executive order establishes a White House Office of Domestic Climate Policy, and it directs everyone who works for the president to use every tool available at our disposal to solve the climate crisis.
Caulking gun, cordless drill, electric drill, spirit level, hammer, mallet, pocket knife, wrench, adjustable wrench.
Because we're going to take a whole of government approach.
Yeah, there'll be more of that.
Wow.
Yeah,
I love the power tools list. Excellent. Fabulous. That's great, though, about Biden, you know, pushing the climate change, because that's a huge deal for everyone. And very proud of his efforts.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now everybody will get a Tesla.
Yes.
I got a new update. It's installing right now. Matter of fact, I got in my car to go run an errand, and my daughter, my youngest, is in college in New York, and they're back there in quarantine, so they're there for a while. And she said, "Hey, Dad, I've got this box in my room. Can you ship it for me? Like, so it gets there next week." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'll take care of it. No problem. You know, she'll tape it and wrap it." And then she called me. She's got some more things to put in it. And it's just box in the room. I think it's a little box, whatever, some things that she wants me to take to the post office and ship. And I walk into a room, and I about broke my back. I thought, "What do you have in here? Bricks? Unbelievable." So I – you won't believe it. It's a huge box. I was like – I had to go get a hand truck. I got a hand truck.
Wow.
So anyway, I brought it to the post office. I dragged it in, completely out of breath. It's cold here today. I was working up a sweat like you wouldn't believe. And
wow. What kind of sweat?
No. All right, I'm just making this story a little. It wasn't that bad. But it's a great story. It's a great visualization. Anyway, so I did that, and I drove back. And then when I parked my Tesla, it said, "You have an update. Install now." And I'm like, "Hell yeah. Hell, install that thing now." What's this thing going to go to the moon and back by itself now? You bet. But this thing's been, you know, I saw this Tesla. I watched Tesla YouTubes and all that stuff. I can't help it. I'm just like addicted to this car. And this YouTube guy who's, I don't know, testing something or showing a new update said, "Question for you. How many of you," this guy owned his car for 15 months, and I'm about the same. And he said, "How many of you who've owned your car for a while are as excited about your car today as the day you bought it?" And I raised my hand. There's nobody here, but I'm raising my hand, jumping up and down. me, I am. It's amazing. Tesla is an amazing car. They are affordable. If you go look at your okay, let's say more expensive Hondas, your more expensive Toyotas, Fords, your more expensive Chryslers. I know the Chrysler minivan, I thought it was really cool. I went to go look at one, actually. I rented one up in Seattle one time. They gave it to me. And I was like, "Whoa, this is a great car." It was a Pacifica. Chrysler Pacifica. It was great, great. So 44 grand, more than a Tesla. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Folks, if you can put out between $40,000 and $70,000. I mean, that's a range, but you know, people buy cars in that price range, and there's a lot of them out there. Look at Tesla if you haven't done so yet. I'm telling you, it is the most incredible experience of car ownership and driving experience you've ever encountered in your life. Is it perfect? No. Is it a work in progress? Yes. But we get into it knowing that, but it's almost flawless, pretty damn close to it compared to, you know, looking at all the technology that's in that car. So we're not doing a commercial for Tesla. I'm just talking as a proud owner of one. That's all.
So what would you say then are its flaws?
It doesn't start. Anyway, it's a great car. You know, you take a Uber, you know what I'm saying? But you can look at it. It looks great in your driveway. People say, "Ooh, a Tesla, look at that." You know, but it's got some occasional, I'm a big believer in autopilot. You know, I drive the LA freeways on autopilot a lot, self-driving. It navigates from point A to point B on the freeways. It doesn't, the beta for it to navigate from point A to point B in any city, that means all the stop signs, all the red lights, turning corners, going down the street, then turning down the street. They're up to beta 11. There's about 1,000 vehicles out there that they've sent this software to, and they're out there, you know, running it through the grind, and Tesla engineers are updating and tweaking and perfecting so it does full city self-driving from point A to point B. But what mine does, and what I bought when I got my car, is something called FSD, which is full self-driving. And what that means on highway, what that means, I can, let's say I'm going from point A to point B, and a big part of that trip in the middle of point A to point B is on the highway.
Yeah.
Let's say several highways. It goes from highway A, then you have to get off this interchange to go to highway B, then merge to the right to make sure you get on highway C, then get off at this exit. It does all that, what I just described, all completely by itself, completely by itself. It changes lanes. It goes to the passing lane, goes back to the regular lane. Sometimes I'm not paying attention. The car starts drifting over. I'm like, what the hell are you doing that for? I see it's got to get off an exit a couple, you know, about a mile down the road. It's got to get off.
Oh, my God.
I'd be sweating. I would literally be sweating at that point.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And what it used to do, and this has gotten a lot better, and this is the flaws, it used to phantom brake. So you'd be driving down a highway, you're on 65 or 60. I kind of drive a little slower, to, you know. But let's say you're driving 60 miles an hour, and suddenly, for no reason, you feel like you're in a jet and the thrust reversers went on. It goes to 45. Yeah, bam. You're like, whoa, whoa. Like, you know, hard. You know, boom. You know, if somebody's tailgating me, they'd plow in the back of my car, you know. So –
yeah,
they've really tweaked that a lot. It doesn't do it nearly as often, and when it does do it, it's more of a gradual thing. And I tend to kind of keep my foot near the accelerator so I can kind of override it if need be, you know. But
that's great. Yeah.
So outside of that, it really, I'm trying to think of what else it does that I would consider a flaw. I can't
think
of any.
How about the you forgot about the navigation system, the computer, the studio?
Oh
wow!
Yeah, it's got a multi-track recording studio. It's got a multi-track recording studio. Yeah.
Wow.
So I can on the screen I can lay down tracks, drums, piano keys, cello, all these different instruments, multi-track. It's got some great games. It just got a brand new amazing game of solitaire, which I don't really know how to play. Oh, it's got, you know, it does all these fart sounds now. Now it's got a boombox on the, it's got a built-in speaker on the outside of the car, and it lets you play all these different fart sounds through your car speaker. So I can be honking somebody. In addition to the honk, it does a big fart sound.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
oh,
it'll also
cool.
do. Oh, it'll do an ice cream truck. It'll do a harp. It'll do all these different sounds for like driving or backing up or, you know, just if you're parked, you want to play your boombox, you can put on your media and it'll play through outside the car.
Okay.
One time I was playing
the
Rolling Stones and my daughter went to go pick up something from a takeout restaurant and I want to, you know, I just got this new boombox upgrade and I'm playing Rolling Stones live licks or something and I'm playing it and I'm inside the car listening and my daughter comes outside the store and she signals to me, "Dad, you can, that's really loud." I'm like, "Oh shit, I've got it on boombox, the outside speaker's on." She's a honky tonk woman.
Oh,
it's loud, booming, you know.
That's
it's
amazing.
Like having a transformer.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I remember seeing a YouTube video once of this guy who got a Tesla, and he did this like little a little show. He parked up the car and lights started flashing, the doors were opening, the music was playing. I was like, that is impressive. It was. It was like Transformers. I was like, whoa.
It's an incredible vehicle. It's an incredible vehicle. Go to Tesla.com, read about it, whatever, buy one. If you're in a market, any of our listeners anywhere in the world that are in a market for a new car, you can get a basic Tesla, which has an autopilot, not self-navigating, but it'll go in traffic and automatically, you know, if you hit a roadblock or congestion, it slows down, it stops, it goes, it stops, it all by itself. That's included. But you can get a basic rear-wheel drive Tesla Model 3. I think they start at 39, which is, you know, look at expensive, not even that, I mean, Hondas or, you know, look at, you know, an Accord. I don't know. You start getting options in it, it can easily be in the 30s, you know. So you can get a Tesla, and it's fully electric. I haven't pulled into a gas station outside of air, you know, for air in the tires occasionally here and there, but actually only once in the year and a half I've had the car, if I put a little bit of air in it. And
how long does it take to charge? Sorry, sweetheart.
I have 2 years free charging, And it takes me – so I pull into the Tesla superchargers, which I have conveniently here, and they're all in amazing locations. Like you pull into a Tesla – you're usually in a parking garage. You drive up to the fifth or seventh level, whatever. You go into the stall. You charge. Then you walk around the mall or the shopping center or the outside shops or the restaurants and go get a beer or pizza or whatever. You know, go to Cheesecake Factory. And these and sometimes – and if you go – they don't want you sitting there after you charge, so they charge you like 50 cents a minute. If you're a couple of minutes after your charge is complete, in case somebody's you know, stuck at Macy's, they don't want you stopping while you're so another Tesla driver can't go in and charge because you're at Macy's. You know what I mean? So there have been times when I've been enjoying myself just in the mall and I have it set to charge to 80%, and I see, oh, you got 5 minutes left. And I on my cell phone, I can change it, make it 90%. I'm not done yet.
Wow, that's amazing.
But the time is for me to go from 5 or 6%. To 90% is 55 minutes.
Okay.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
So if I'm at 40 or 30%, I want to put a little juice in it, you know, 20 minutes, whatever, 50 minutes. And if you're on a long, let's say you're on a long ride, you're going from point A to point B, and, you know, you put on your navigation, you have a 15-inch screen, you put in, I want to go to Los Angeles to Philadelphia. In a matter of 30 seconds, it maps out your whole trip and all the supercharging stations you have to go to, and there's 14 of them coast to coast, and it tells you what your battery level is going to be when you pull in and what your battery level is going to be when you pull out and what time you're going to be approaching the next charging station. And all the charging stations are places where you want to make pit stops, get something to eat. You know, they're places you would stop anyway. I mean, how long does it take when you're on a long road trip to get, you know, to go to a restaurant, go to the bathroom, relax a little bit, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So you're going to take
the
same amount of time. But I don't charge at home. But in my next house, I'll probably put a charger in there. I'm looking for a new home now. But I have free – I don't pay for any – energy whatsoever. I took advantage of a promo, so I have about another year of free charging, so I can drive. I can live in this car. As a matter of fact, it's been cold in LA recently, so I go on my cell phone. I put climb it on. I'm warm up to 75 and put my seat heater on. So when I get in the car, it's nice and toasty, ready to go. You know,
lovely.
Everything's auto. It's just I can't. You know, I'm going on here. I'm taking. I'm sorry. We're
no.
That's
just
my car.
Passionate about it. Yeah. I mean,
because it's
okay,
amazing.
So- On a full charge, then, how far does it go?
About 315 miles, 320 miles.
Wow, that's really good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm expecting less than that.
Yep. And the battery degrades over a period of time. I mean, you know, I might be – and they say the supercharging, you know, that's all I do. I mean, I've gone to Whole Foods and put a – you know, it gets, you know, 10 miles an hour of charging. You get this – you know, and there's other charging stations I can go to too. You know, EVgo and Quick Plug or whatever they're called. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of EV charging stations and different companies that offer it for a very low fee. I think if I paid Tesla for their charging, if I wasn't on a free program, it would be 28 cents per kilowatt hour. And at home, your home electricity bill is about between 8 and 11 cents per kilowatt hour, at least what I pay here in LA and in Pennsylvania. So, you know, Tesla charges a lot of money, 28 cents versus, you know, at home it's 11 cents. And there's third parties that charge less than Tesla. But Tesla has these superchargers. And now they have third-tier superchargers, which I have yet to go to, which can take you from 5% to 90% in 20 minutes. Done.
Wow.
Yeah. And they say it's not great for the battery, but – and I comment on – I go on the Tesla owners, and I help people, new owners, with their issues and questions and so forth. I'm really active in that. But I've actually probably seen a little bit of battery deterioration maybe because of supercharging. So maybe – I used to get 316. I haven't really measured it in months. But I'm not too bad. I get over 300 miles to a charge, and that's – you know, that's fine. That's good.
That's great. That's good. That's very, very good. I'm very impressed, Tesla. Well done. Bravo.
Well done. Well, and now well and now, now Elon Musk is working on an airplane. It's only one of the company in the world that makes cars and airplanes, and that's Honda. I don't know if those of you who looked up or know anything about the Honda jet. It's an incredible little jet, like a Cessna Citation or a Learjet. It's got the engines on top of the wing. Incredible, very efficient, fast little airplane. I think it seats about 8 or so, but Honda makes this jet, and they use the Honda car interior people to build the interior of this airplane. So it's kind of cool.
Nice.
But
wow.
So Elon Musk inappropriately and not incorrectly said in an interview that there is no other car manufacturer that builds jets or airplanes as well, and he was wrong. There is. Honda does. Anyway, he's building an airplane that's going to run on batteries, and it's going to not need a runway. It's going to go vertical takeoff, forward, and be able to go supersonically and go, God knows, solar panels and go long distances.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're working on that now, and they expect to have a prototype in 2022. But Elon Musk, my man, they put a man, they're building these spaceships that go up and down, and, there's I think it's Tesla.
Yes.
I think it's Tesla building a hotel in space now. He's starting to design like a Hilton, and it's going to be in Earth orbit. Like, you'll be able to make reservations in this hotel and go up in the Tesla, SpaceX. You dock at the hotel, and you stay there for a few days and come back down, like a Hilton.
Wow. that would be something, Andy. I think I would be really nervous.
Well, it's unbelievable, and we can do all these things. We can do all these things. It's human ingenuity. Just like we can look for a healthier, cleaner environment. Like the company, one of our new sponsors, and we're sponsoring them, or they're sponsoring us. I don't know how you want to say it. A company called, we talked about on Friday, called Jade Wave. Shop sustainably. And we want to say, who exactly is Jade Wave? Well, Jade Wave is committed to transforming the way consumers integrate sustainability into everyday life. They're offering one-stop shops for environmentally friendly alternatives to home, wellness, and lifestyle products. And their aim is to ultimately eliminate single-use plastics from the marketplace. Each one of us ingests plastic every week, every day.
Yeah.
We don't know it, but we are actually ingesting plastic in our everyday lives. And Jade Wave is a company that's, you'll read about them soon in the Wall Street Journal and in the Robb Report. They're committed to transforming the way consumers integrate sustainability into daily life. And it's time that we all start pretending like plastic disappears when we throw it away, because it does not. Plastic's polluting our oceans, harming our environment and our health. Plastic never breaks down, only apart.
And it's a food chain. That's nasty.
And it gets into our biology. It gets into our physiology. And eliminating single-use plastics from the home is the most impactful way to curb plastic waste. Jade Wave is going to be these emerging growth companies that's offering, a one-stop shop for eco-friendly alternatives for products that you'd use every day in your home. So check out the jade-wave.com, and we're going to be watching this company as they do grow and become get more in the news, and it's pretty exciting to watch these folks take off in just the short time they've been in existence, which I think is just less than a month. I don't know, a couple months, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking more about it. And
absolutely.
Let's get to our phones. I know we have a friend of ours. We haven't heard from him because we've been on all sorts of crazy times and so forth. But we haven't heard from this guy in a while, partly up to our own fault. And I've got to remember his name. It's been so long. teasing. We're going to welcome Chet back on. Wait, no, I'll let him do an introduction. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Here he is. Are you with us?
And direct from Honolulu, Hawaii, it's Chet.
Hey!
Hey, Chet!
Hey, Chet, how you doing?
Someday I'm going to learn how to pronounce the town where I live. Honolulu. There we go. I got it that time.
Honolulu.
Honolulu.
I don't know. I don't remember. Now, I know there's an A in there somewhere, but I'm never really sure where to put it.
Okay.
Chet is one of our VIP callers, or give him like VIP status here in the show. He is, for those of you who might remember or know, or because he's been on quite a few times, he is an incredibly talented composer, producer, bass player, guitar player, songwriter, performer.
Really,
what did I miss, Chet?
All around nice guy.
Yeah. All around nice guy. But I was watching this Fur Peace Ranch video with John McCaconin and Jack Cassidy, and thinking that could be Chet sitting there playing bass. It could be Chet, could be.
Cassidy's a good one, that's for sure.
I love what he does. And you remind me of, your style reminds me of what he does. It really does. It really does.
A little
you have
bit,
that same,
yeah. I like to get the melodic thing going.
Yeah, you have that same kind of it's not just the notes that come out, it's the feel and the style that you put into it. You know what I mean? Notes are notes, but mm-hmm. it goes deeper than that. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we're following. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say I had a really great bass player when I was living in Tucson, Phil Anderson, who really had that style wired. He was like, it was like having Jack next to you. So I almost never had to play lead. I just let him play the leads. It was really useful.
You're an
play
awesome,
rhythm and
awesome
sing the song.
Have you been vaccinated yet?
No, I got an email from my doctor's office that seemed to sound like I could call them up and maybe get the vaccine. I'm looking into checking out which one's the best, the most effective, and see if I can get that one.
I got Modelo. Wait, is that a beer? Yeah, that's a beer.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Vaccine? Is that the West?
That's what they're giving here in LA.
Yeah, the Coors Light vaccine.
I got the Modelo. Yeah, that's the one I got there. You know what I mean?
Moderna?
They call you malaria. No. Not, what's it called?
Moderna.
Moderna, I think.
Moderna.
Is the name of it. Yeah.
Yeah. That one. I got that one.
Yeah.
That one.
Excellent.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Shay. I got that one. You know what
recommended
I mean?
For people 18 years and older.
I what, mentally or chronologically?
Chronologically. You're okay. I'm waiting for the one they do on a sugar cube.
Yeah, me too. Like the polio. I remember we talked about one time.
I already did that. I already got stuck with a needle for the polio thing, and then my younger brother got to do the sugar cube for the polio one. But
wow.
Yeah, I did the sugar cube. Yeah,
he was in the first trials for that.
Hmm. Oh, very cool,
Sabine, I think.
All right.
Yeah, the people, I got, they done did it to me, and my reaction, I started feeling, you know, I started getting, you know, a couple issues there. Know what I'm saying?
Losing function.
Yeah. Sound like SpongeBob.
Andy, what have I told you about playing with your pogo stick?
Yeah, right?
On the show.
Hey, Andy, take that thing down to Florida.
Between that and growing a third arm, I'm okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's SpongeBob. Oh gosh.
Square dance.
I'm not here.
Square dance. Not square dance. What's his name? SpongeBob. Or dance.
SpongeBob Kimball. Yeah.
SpongeBob
Kimball. SpongeBob
Kimball.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I'm thinking
all I see is
that's
this.
My youngest cat bouncing around the place.
I get these cartoon images in my mind as soon as I hear that sound of just, you know, Andy flying all over the place.
Oh my goodness. So what else is new in the world?
You know, I looked into that Apple thing. You know, we mentioned it on the last show.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something to do with the magnets, and it said that all iPhone 12 models should be kept at a safe distance from individuals with pacemakers or defibrillators. Yeah, according to a new warning issued to Apple customers in a support document on the company's website. Let's see. Apple noted that its iPhones and MagSafe accessories contain magnets and radios that emit electromagnetic fields that might interfere with medical devices. Though all iPhone 12 models contain more magnets than prior iPhone models, they're not expected to pose a greater risk of magnetic interference to medical devices than prior iPhone models, the company added. Medical devices such as implanted pacemakers and defibrillators might contain sensors that respond to magnets and radios when in close contact. Apple is advising that customers keep iPhones and compatible MagSafe accessories at least 6 inches away from pacemakers and... Sorry, I just don't know why I just started laughing.
Boing, 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 boing.
I love Amanda's mind. We are so much alike. We've never met. I just can't wait to meet this person because we are so much alike. It's ridiculous. Our minds think alike. I'm thinking that thing juices away too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, me, I don't know anymore. You get, you get a couple of those Modellas, and you're, forget, don't worry about 6 inches anymore.
So they're going to call this iPhone 12 the Death Star model, huh?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Goodness. Well, I
kill off all the old people.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? There's a secret society probably behind this somewhere.
I think what you just said is very important.
Yeah.
It is.
There's probably conspiracy theorists out there saying, keep away from Apple now. You know, they're trying to kill people off. And I don't know. But, yeah. Interesting times, indeed. Interesting times.
Toffee. You tell them, Dr. Ruth. You tell them, Dr. Ruth.
Well, how do you make... I guess it's how do you make a phone call with one of those if you have a defibrillator implanted?
Uh-oh.
There's no way to make a phone call and keep it at least 6 inches away from the defibrillator.
Well,
the defibrillator that's implanted right about at shoulder level.
What about Bluetooth? I mean, I don't know if that affects... It shouldn't affect devices like that. Otherwise, we would have heard about it, I imagine, but... I guess that would be the way to do it, would be through Bluetooth device, and those headphones you can put in. Or they come with headphones anyway, so you can always plug that into the phone and use it. And I don't know if that would be a safe thing. Can you imagine your phone, over the other side of the room while you're stretched on this cord?
they're really...
Strap the phone to your ankle.
Yeah.
Do anybody still have landlines?
No.
No.
Not I.
No.
A landmine? Did you say a landmine?
I said land. You got me silly. Landline.
Why would I do? What would I do with a landmine? I'm sorry. A landline.
Don't,
gotcha.
Don't walk out the front, right?
This land is mine.
Why don't you do a landmine? What kind of question is that? You may have a landmine.
You know what I'm saying?
It may feel like one if you keep your iPhone too close to your chest. Right. Blimey.
Good to tell you, man. Good to tell you.
Wow.
Yeah, landline. No, I haven't had one of them in a long time. Yeah.
Ours is broke.
Is that right? That's it. Yeah.
It's about 300 yards of it, and it broke and slammed on the ground. At least I hope it's the telephone line.
Uh-oh.
I'm doing Andy's noises. I seem to have adopted them.
Makes you say,
Anyway,
we are so funny.
Oh, my pacemaker.
the souls have gotten very, very expensive.
Actually, we have to keep the Andy and Amanda show 6 inches away from our pacemakers.
Really?
I would.
Yes.
You said 6 inches.
Magnetic influence.
Ooh. Must be our magnetic personalities.
That would.
That's right.
Oh,
that
my goodness.
Just started.
Yes, I would. Absolutely.
She just got within 6 inches of her iPhone.
Yeah, I think she did. Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
Because we used to say, we want our audiences to please put your phones on vibrate and enjoy it.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, did you ever get near one of those, a speaker one that when they put too much bass in it,
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The vibration.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, she is. God damn right I have.
And I'll do it again.
Some of the ladies like to sit on them.
Yeah. I'm right. Jeez,
hey, go on, Andy. Right. When you start playing and my cat start licking himself. And I was like, "Ooh, you look kind of good." No,
I actually like women much more than I like men.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
Was I going to say something, but I don't remember what it was.
I don't know. Well,
I guess we need to go over our numbers.
I sponsor, Andy. You forgot. I sponsor.
Oh no, I talked about that already. The Jade Weave.
Yeah.
I did already, didn't I?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Where have you been, Cornell? Yeah. Cornell, what are you doing?
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm gaslighting you.
You should focus on that cat.
Yeah. Cat ball now.
Oh, man.
Chet, what's been going on in your world, darling?
Most of the same stuff. I've been, you know, working on, actually gotten back working on a little bit on the music project. And
yeah.
We're getting ready for the...
Those sounds you sent are amazing. For any of our listeners who don't know about this, which I don't think you do, I haven't mentioned it before, but there was a song that I did, and I heard it, and he was like, "Oh, I really like this song. I would love to be able to, you know, do some guitars on this track." And he sent me his two versions of it, and oh my goodness, it's absolutely beautiful. And so Chet and I have been going backwards and forwards in email discussing how to make it official and release the track with his beautiful work on it, and I'm excited to do that. So, by the way, thank you, Chet. Yes.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Had a great time.
Aww.
I even made a, while I was at it, I shot video with my green screen.
Yeah,
and
I was impressed.
I saw it.
So
it
I put
great.
Together a composite video of the bass and the four guitar tracks.
That's awesome.
That I was playing. Yeah,
very
fun.
Enjoyable.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. It really, like, I when I listened to it back, I was like, oh my goodness, it's just giving it that sparkle to the track, that character that, you know, at the time when you're creating something, you think, oh, this sounds great, and then you can't possibly think at the time how to improve it. Not that I have the ability to get on a guitar like that and jam like that, so, you know, hearing what you've put on top of it is amazing. So I'm very grateful to you, sweetheart, and I'm looking forward to working with
thank
you on
you.
It. You're welcome.
My pleasure.
Aww, he's so sweet.
Yeah. It's
very
what
good.
I do.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that video, by the way. It was very well done. Very well done. Yes, nice.
Yeah.
Let's go over our numbers before our time runs out on today's show, which we do. This, we try to get to this every show because I think it's important that we address this and look at the real world, what's going on out there. And that is the reported cases of coronavirus at deaths by country or territory. And, you know, just a few of them we talk about here. But in the USA, there's been 26,166,200 cases, of which 151,726 are new. 439,000 people, well, actually almost 440,000 people, it's 439,517, have died thus far. And within the last 24 hours, actually, I can tell you how many hours. It's not exactly 24. It's a little less anyway, about 21 hours. I'm missing about 2 hours here, but as of today, between yesterday and today, 3,912 people have lost their lives due to coronavirus.
That's so scary.
Yesterday, in one day period, that would be from Saturday over to Sunday, that 24-hour period, 4,198 people died. And Friday to Saturday, because our last show was Friday, let's just talk about what happened then. It was down to 1,912, and I thought we were, you know, as we addressed on Friday's show, that I thought we were going to see a downward trend.
Yeah.
But you know, there's one thing, you know, that bewilders me, and I guess, and a lot of people probably, I'm sure, not just me.
Yeah.
That the N95 mask, you know, I wear a mask. As a lot of times I get it in my car, even like, for example, I went to the post office today and I struggled like hell to get this goddamn huge box out of my car and onto the truck and wheeled the post office. And I realized, oops, I forgot my mask. And I forgot I had one in my pocket. So I was going to just leave the box there in the wheel, so I have to carry it all, you know, take it all back to the car. But then I realized if I leave a great big box in front of the post office with nobody there, they might be suspicious. So I figured I better.
Yes. It would be even more suspicious if you're wearing a mask and you leave the box there.
Yeah.
And then put TikTok on it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So yeah, I realized when I went back to my car to get a mask, I have several in there. I realized I do have one in my front pocket. I forgot. But anyway, but we all wear masks, and some are better. Some are worth next to nothing. Some are 25% effective. You know, people wear pieces of fabric over their mouth. Some wear surgical masks, which are better. Those blue ones on the outside, white on the inside, whatever. The N95 mask is, and we probably all heard of that mask at one point or another.
Yeah.
It works. I'll describe the way it works because you get a better visualization. Do you ever, you know, put your socks in the dryer with clothes and you go to take your socks out and they're stuck to something up? You pull your sock off, whatever it's stuck to, at that electrostatic bonding rate. That is how the N95 mask works with bacteria and viruses. There's an electrostatic filter in there that just stops the contaminant, whatever it is, from going any further than the filter system. And the problem with the N95 masks is they all have to be fitted to you. Like when you get one, you just can't put it on like you can a normal mask, and you maybe put a little tighter around your nose or something like that. The N95 mask needs to be, you know, fitted to you, which you can do, but it needs to be fitted. It is the most effective mask against any airborne bacteria or virus or anything. It's just incredibly effective. And we've known about the N95 mask. I had a business opportunity, in all honesty. A good friend of mine I've worked with in the past, you know, sent me an email, you know, back when this thing started, March or April. Andy, N95 masks. I've got a million of them. They sell for $10, the U.S. $11, your price $1.19 each. Let's do this thing. And, I mean, you know, start a website. You know, let's just do this thing. You don't have to buy them by the pound. You don't have to buy a million of them. I think I had to buy 50,000 at a time or something like that for $1.19 each. And they aren't N95 masks. It's not because they're made in China and they're cheap or something. They're real N95 masks. And I could have taken them over here and then put them on the internet, advertising, sold them for $10, $11, whatever, and made whatever. You know, probably I'd probably have another Tesla. But anyway, I said, nah. But today you can actually buy, and I had a feeling this was going to happen. You can actually buy an N95 mask today for $5. And by the time you know, if I paid for the product and gotten over here and did the advertising, I mean, what would my cost really been? You know what I mean? So putting that aside, the N95 mask has been known and was the original mask. That's what you need to wear when this thing was first kind of, you know, making treks through our population. If we had somehow made some kind of national, like Biden did today and yesterday and Friday, and come at the president or somebody – had come out at the time and said, you know what, the entire population must have and wear an N95 mask. Because guess what? If we all wear this mask 100 days, 90 days, 100 days, everybody wears an N95 when you leave your house. Guess what happens to the virus? What? Where's Donald Trump when you need him? It magically disappears.
It goes away.
No vaccine, no nothing. If it can't spread, Then where's it go?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
And we had the ability to do this. We could have done this. 400 some thousand people have lost their lives. Some people say, oh, it's a hoax. There are more people die. It's not a hoax. Jesus Christ, people wake up. Wake the hell up. This is real. People are dying.
I think they still would have pushed the vaccine, though, because a lot of funding went straight into it, didn't it, straight away?
For sure. The vaccine would have still happened. No question.
Yeah.
However, there'd be a whole lot more people living today who aren't.
Absolutely. I agree with you completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unreal. Unreal.
Wow.
Anyway.
Oh, we're coming to the end of our show.
Oh, my God. It goes by so fast.
It does. It really does.
Well, tomorrow we're going to play the environmental press conference. I want everybody to tune in for it at 5 o'clock tomorrow, the Andy and Amanda Show. We're to say hello and run it. You should hear it. Tune in tomorrow on Block Talk Radio, the Andy and Amanda Show. And, I guess you're all waiting for me to shut up. I will. Go ahead, Amanda, take it away.
Okay. From Andy Kimball in Hollywood and Cornell Butler in Delaware and Jack Gardner in Hawaii and Amanda Loves in somewhere in the UK. Have a great time tonight or whatever you're doing. Thank you for joining us. Keep smiling, stay safe, and do the right thing for yourself and everybody else around you. And thank you for joining us. We love you.
I wholeheartedly agree. And everybody have a good night. You know what I'm saying? Like a good, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? We'll see you guys. Take care,
Take
everybody.
Care.
Have a
Bye,
good
everyone.
Night.
Bye.
Aloha.